This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 14, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 4. It says there, "For whatever was written before was written for our instruction, so that through patience and the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope." End of quote. Hal Lindsey said this, "Man can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, about 8 minutes without air, but only for 1 second without hope." End of quote. The same idea is found in the Bible in the book of Job, when Job was faced with unimaginable trials. Listen what he said. He said, "My days are swifter than the weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope." End of quote. Job 7:6. The Voice translation gives a graphic picture of this verse. It says, "My days whisk by swifter than the shuttle in a weaver's loom, back and forth and back and forth, and then they come to their hopeless end." End of quote. In short, what this means is our life ends sooner without hope. I heard of an old couple who died of malnutrition on the streets of the United States. Later, police found out they had $65,000 in one of their drawers in the old broken house. What a tragic situation. They had money, but for whatever reason, they never used it and died of poverty on the street. Loved ones, hope is readily available for you. Will you grab it today without delay? People need hope to live an endurable and healthy life. However, hope is not something you and me can go and buy from a shop with a price. There is no price tag for hope. The money would not get you the hope. A famous name, prestige, or a career would not give you hope. Temporary worldly pleasures would not give you lasting hope. If these would provide hope, why many famous and wealthy celebrities commit suicides? And we read about that in the newspapers and TV channels. Beloved, hope for the future is a gift of God, and it is packed in the love letter God sent to you and me to read and meditate every day. That love letter God sent to you is called the Bible or the Scripture. Our today's Bible insight says this, "For whatever written in the Bible is for our instruction." When we read the Bible, it supernaturally sprouts patience and encouragement in our hearts. The result is we have abundant hope to face life and its challenges. Our passage promises Bible reading gives us patience and encouragements, which will result in hope. Then when people ask you the reason for the hope that you have, you can gently tell them the secret with respect and gentleness. 1 Peter 3:15. You see, the Bible is God-breathed. It is God-inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16. That causes patience and encouragement in our lives. Today, so many people, even the teenagers, are discouraged, depressed, and have no patience merely because they do not read the God-inspired book, the Bible. Bible is the only book that is not made on this earth. It is made in heaven by God Himself with full love and encouragement for you and me. Are you discouraged? Do you lack patience? I can describe the remedy right now. Take your Bible and start reading every single day. What you need is not partying or nightclubs. You need the pure and heavenly word from God every day. You need the spiritual bread every day, which is His word, the Bible. You will discover how much you change over time. You will have more patience and much encouragement, resulting in a heavy dose of hope as you continue reading it. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you in prayer. I know I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. And I am sorry I was going after this world for peace, love, and hope. I know only you can give me this peace, love, hope, and eternal life. I admit my mistakes and foolishness in searching in wrong places. These things. I believe your Son Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world, came to this world to die and pay for my sins and grant me peace, life, and hope. Now I call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust Him. Please save me now and help me to read your love letter, the Bible, every day. Thank you for the peace, life, hope, and eternal life you granted me now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.